This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Well, Tom, how did the cattle do today?
Our cattle market saw some early upside, but it did not last long as we reverted to trading negative and sold at our hog complex today. News-wise, we lack anything out there to really move this market one direction or the other. The grains didn't influence it because the grains were on both sides of unchanged today. And we saw box beef today 40 cents higher on choice, 29 higher on select, moved 83 loads on estimated cattle kill day of 107,000 head. And a lot of talk that we might not do any better than steady money in the feed yards this week, but that's yet to be answered. December live cattle closed $1.45 lower. February down $1.32. November feeders down $1.35. Jan feeders down $1.40. December lean hogs 85 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Okay, sports fans, it's game time at the Built Ford Tough Sales Event. Ford F-150 with EcoBoost has smash-mouth power with efficiency. Ford Super Duty, boom. That's how you punch it right up the gut, pal. And here's another stat, folks. F-Series has been America's best-selling truck for 37 straight years. That's called a dynasty, baby. Now, during the Built Ford Tough Sales Event, score big savings on the hardest-hitting lineup of trucks on the field.
The Built Ford Tough Sales Event is on for a limited time at your Oklahoma Ford dealer. Come in today to get the best deals on a brand new F-Series truck. There's no better time to see the great fuel economy, dominating power, and legendary Ford quality that's made F-Series America's best-selling trucks for 37 years straight. And now, during the Built Ford Tough Sales Event, get huge cash back, low APR financing, or attractive lease offers on a brand new Built Ford Tough F-150 or Super Duty. Go online to OklahomaFord.com, then visit your Oklahoma Ford dealer for a test drive today.
Tom, what's going on in the grain market?
Leslie, overall, was fairly quiet today as far as news. Egypt did buy 180,000 metric tons of wheat from France, 55,000 from the Ukraine. There was no U.S. wheat in the mix. There was no other fresh news in the marketplace today. Wheat stayed negative throughout the day. Corn and soybeans were negative early in the session, and technical buying brought them back to the upside despite the fact there was no fresh news. But keep in mind, soybeans have had double-digit losses the previous 2 days, so a little bit of a bounce is nothing out of the ordinary. On the close today, December KC wheat 5¾ lower, March KC wheat down 6¼, December Chicago wheat down 5¾, December corn and March corn were up 5¾, January beans up 9½, March beans up 9¾, and December cotton 9 points lower.
Tom, what's your number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.